The Electoral College met in 50 different states Monday. Despite protests, Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton just like he did on election night. We have reports from the capitals of both Oregon and Washington. We begin with Chris Lehman in Salem. Popular votes!
Popular! Before the ceremony, anti-Trump demonstrators gathered on the front steps of the Capitol and shouted slogans like "Follow the will of the people" and "Popular vote." The protest wasn't aimed so much at the seven Oregon electors as it was a criticism of the Electoral College system as a whole, a system that gave Donald Trump the White House despite losing the popular vote nationally. Cindy Jurgic of Silverton says she's looking ahead to the next election in 2020.
For me personally, I'm just going to stay strong for the next 4 years and make sure the message stays strong, that everybody feels protected, that he doesn't back us up 50 years and all of the rights that we've gained over the years.
Inside the normally low-key Electoral College process, mostly stuck with the script, but one elector, Democratic Party of Oregon Chair Frank Dixon, said he and his fellow electors were formally objecting to the day's proceedings.
To allow further inquiry of the electoral process, given the interference by the Russian government in our election process.
The cheers from the packed gallery were quickly gaveled down, and Dixon removed any element of suspense by clarifying that he and the other electors still plan to cast their votes for Hillary Clinton. And while Donald Trump won the national Electoral College vote, it still marked the first time Oregon electors cast their vote for a woman. That wasn't lost on Elector Karen Packer.
Feels outstanding. I wish it would have been under more positive circumstances.
Packer says she'd love to see a woman run for president again, but says it's far too soon to start thinking about specific candidates. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.
I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, where the day began with a protest on the steps of the state capitol.
We reject the president-elect!
Protesters held signs that read clearly unfit and Electoral College Vote Your Conscience. Watching from a distance was Trump supporter Walt Carter.
I think they're wasting their time.
Why do you say that?
Well, it was a legally run election. We went through the legal process. Everybody got a chance to vote. Nobody's vote was tampered with. They've already figured that out. But if these people want to protest, that's their right.
The official action happened at noon inside the ornate state reception room. It began with a Native American blessing. There were three tribal members among the 12 Washington electors. The group also included three African Americans, one Muslim college student, and a transgender person, all Democrats. When the votes were cast,
all right, for the office of President of the United States,
four of the electors broke ranks. Three cast ballots for former Secretary of State Colin Powell, a fourth for a Sioux tribal member who has become a face of the protest over the Dakota Access Pipeline. The rest voted for Democrat Hillary Clinton. Afterwards, Elector Philip Tyler said he was troubled by the protest votes. He heads the Spokane chapter of the NAACP.
I feel we are divided as a nation along political lines as it is. Now we are divided internally amongst our own political parties.
But Brett Chafala defended his vote for Colin Powell as doing the right thing. He's a co-founder of the so-called Hamilton Electors.
It doesn't matter how many people stand up and do the right thing. It's if you individually stand up and do the right thing.
He and the other three breakaway electors now face potential $1,000 fines. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.